Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. I'm your host, Joe McCormick. This week is Thanksgiving, and we're going to talk about why I'm grateful, what I'm grateful for. And if you're new to this podcast, I'm really grateful that you're here. And if you've been here before, I am really thankful that you're back. This podcast is about helping you become a clear and concise communicator, a deliberate communicator, professional. And the importance of communication has never been higher, and the source of noise in our lives has never been higher, and I'm trying to cut through the clutter, and that's why I do the podcast. I love doing this week's episode. I've done it before in the past. It may be a bit redundant, but here it goes. Gratitude. You know, Thanksgiving is it's a special week in the U.S. It happens at the end of November, and it's a special time. It's the fall. You know, the holidays are beginning now. You know, Christmas down the road in December. Family gets together, and for many people, it's a special time to get together, and it is for me for sure. And when I think about this week and doing this topic, I just want to focus specifically on gratitude. And when I wrote the book Noise, one of the things when I was writing this book is just the power of noise in our lives to diminish clarity. And clarity is the most precious, it's the most valuable thing. Purpose, what am I doing? What are we here for? All these things that need to be clarifying and end up being confusing or noisy, and that noise diminishes these distractions, these disruptions, these useless thoughts, these untimely, unwarranted interruptions, things that just make it hard to think about anything for any sustained period of time. And noise has this power on our lives. It just does. And it's not welcome. You know, it's like the lyrics from the song by Kenny Chesney, we didn't turn it on, but we can't turn it off, is real for a lot of people. And the sources of noise are tremendous. You know, it's not just distractions and disruptions. It's the digital devices that we carry with us all the time. We're constantly checking. You might be, you know, in this week, looking at time together with family. You just want to have time to have a conversation with people, and everybody's going to be on their phones, which is, it's tragic. It's really tragic. And I'm not anti-technology, and I succumb to it as well. So it's not like I'm immune from its allure, but it can be very noisy. And that noise can also lead to anxiety and worry. And when you're swiping away, it happens to me, maybe happens to you, where you really start getting a little edgy. You're like, okay, why is this bothering me so much? Because when you start consuming noise so much, it starts getting in your head, it can really make you lose your peace. And it's easy. It happens almost without warning. And my line is, gratitude is grounding. And I'll say that again. Gratitude is grounding. When you think about a mute, like a remote control on a TV, this has happened to me, my wife, recently. We're watching TV, and for whatever reason, like I don't know why this is, but when they go to commercials, sometimes they amp up the volume, and the volume just goes out. So she's just like, just hit mute, because it was an annoying commercial. So we just hit mute. And she's like, wow, that's so powerful. That's like, she's like, you should do a podcast on that. And I'm like, I did. And she laughed. Because last week I was talking about, like, a couple weeks ago, just like, you know, how I do a podcast, I'm looking for topics. And I saw this remote control. I'm like, you hit mute. Well, it just, everything, just all that noise just went, whoosh. Well, gratitude is the mute button for noise, anxiety, and worry. That's what it is. It's grounding. When you create lists of things that you're grateful for in a moment where you're anxious, you're worried, things are really got you down, like you're just really struggling, I highly recommend, I've done this myself many times during quiet time that I have during the day, is when things start getting tough, gratitude is grounding. So you've made a list. And I did that for this podcast. And this is just why I'm grateful. And I would highly recommend you do this. At any moment when you're really having a tough time, take out a piece of paper and just write down the things that you're grateful for. And that's what I've done. And I'll just give you a simple example of some things that I just would jot down. And I'm going to go through a longer list here in a second. But it just may sound silly, but I was talking to my son about this recently. And we were talking about just, you know, things I'm grateful for. I'm just like, hot water, you know. The house that I have recently, my well stopped working. and I'm not going to do a podcast on that because it was kind of a long story, but it's back working again. But for a while, for a couple of days, we didn't have water in the house. And I'm telling you, not having water, whether it's cold or hot, is a pain. So I'm grateful for flowing water, and specifically flowing water that's warm. And when you don't have it, it's not good. And when you have it, man, I'm just grateful for it. Like, I turn the faucet on and hot water comes out. That's an amazing thing. I could be having the worst day ever, but if I just turn the faucet on and I just wash my hands with hot water, like, that just reminds me, like, that's a miracle of modern engineering that we can have hot water. So why am I grateful? It grounds me. It reminds me of the things that matter. Clarity is about the things that matter. Am I clear on what matters? And noise is about the things that don't matter. In gratitude is the mute button. When you fight a lot of noise and just really getting to you, write a list of things that you're grateful for. Now I'm going to go through my list right now, and this isn't in any particular order, just to share it with you, a little autobiographical, I guess, but as we get to know each other, as we know each other now over a few seasons here. One of the things I'm grateful, actually, is for mixed circumstances. And what I mean by that, so oftentimes I'm looking for, like, the best set of circumstances, like everything's going right, everything's super great, like all other things hitting on all cylinders. And in this kind of illusion, like everything's going to be, you know, like awesome, like it's all working out. And then, you know, consistently, but this, they're here, what about these other things that don't work out? And a number of years ago, I don't know if I read this somewhere or whatever, but it's like, I have a mixed bag of circumstances and I have to kind of accept all of them. And when I started doing that, it really helped a lot because I stopped worrying, like, okay, if I got rid of these bad things, everything, I'll just have all these good things. And it's like, well, you know what? I have a mixed set of circumstances. I have weather and commutes and delays, and I have challenges, and I have awesome things that are happening, and it's a mixed bag, but I accept all of it. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the fact that there is difficulty in mixed in with things that are amazing. I'll have a breakthrough and then I'll have a setback at the same time. So I'm happy that that all happens. Now, in the moment, I'm not jumping up and down because I had a setback, but that is the circumstances that I'm in. And I'm grateful for that because that's just what's happening. Another thing is just belief and purpose. I'm really blessed professionally to do what I do. You know, I joke with people that I'm not a handy person. I couldn't fix a door. Couldn't tune up my car. Like, I'm the unhandiest person I know, as I've told people, but I like doing what I do professionally. And I'm really, really blessed to have a sense of purpose in doing this podcast is part of that. But a sense of belief of what my company does and what my organization is doing and will be doing in the future is really incredible. And I'm super grateful for it. I'm grateful to God and the gifts and mercy that he's given me in my life as a Christian, as I become more aware of how absolutely important that is in every aspect of my life. And the people that I work with and I work for, you know, I work with some amazing people. I've worked in the past for some amazing people over my, you know, 25 plus year career, 18 years in this company that I started in Chicago that has grown. But I'm really grateful for the people that I work with. I work with an amazing set of people, people that are just dedicated professionals that do an amazing job. I can't do it by myself, and I don't. They all rally together every day, and I'm incredibly grateful for the people that we work for. I'm a lucky person. I work, a big chunk of my clients are in the military, in the government, that serve, that their purpose is to serve us, defend us, and help us. And we get to help them help us. Major corporations that are like Fortune 500 companies that are very well known, and people rely on us and to help them lead and develop new products and services. In those set of clients I've worked for in the past and currently work for, are just, you know, I recently, we have an office in Chicago, and I just updated the list of some of the logos of our current clients because I always used like to have that as a reminder when I look at them. I'm incredibly grateful that we get the opportunity to work with them. I'm grateful for past memories. Like, as I get older, I think back, I'm doing this more and more with my kids, but just like when I was your age, when I, you know, just to kind of remind them what their old man is up to it's just I have a lot of great memories. Some of them are sad, but also just incredible memories. Growing up and you know, going to college and early in my career, struggling, and I'm really grateful for those memories. I'm grateful for my wife Julie, and my kids, my stepkids. I'm really blessed. I'm in the second marriage just to have awesome kids and awesome stepkids, and my wife is an incredible source of encouragement and support for me. And again, like I said, in no particular order, I'm grateful for the state of North Carolina. Not to say that other states are worse or better. Illinois, I'm just kidding. So I'm from Chicago, but we call it Illinoising. The North Carolina, I just love it. I've started traveling there over 10 years ago, and I just loved it. It's my new home, and I've got a house there, and I work there, and it's a beautiful state. There's great people there, and you've got the mountains, and you've got the ocean, and you've got the sand hills, and it's just a wonderful place. I've had two kids that went to school in North Carolina. My daughter's going to school there now. It's just a great state. And I just, every time I go back, when I travel and I come back home to North Carolina and fly back into Raleigh, I just love this. I love the state of North Carolina. And those are some things I'm grateful for. And like I said earlier, and this is just full disclosure, for me, gratitude is grounding. I get stuck. Sometimes is a grind. I know Thanksgiving is an amazing week, but sometimes things get tough and the noise gets amped up and the struggle gets intense and the challenges and the difficulties and the stress can start to build and the expectations and all that. And I get it because it happens to me. It happens to you. But I'm telling you, if you want to hit the mute button, when I want to hit the mute button and all that craziness, take out a piece of paper and a pen, and I start writing a list of the things I'm grateful for. And it works. I appreciate the encouraging words I get from my listeners, from you guys. And I appreciate that I get to do what I do. Just saying.